WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The mayors of College Station and Bryan have announced exploring future options to bring in local tourism and convention business that could take money away from the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says he and Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson started receiving calls last week about the future funding of Experience BCS.
This year, there are folks that want to pay a little bit more attention to it.
Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session item where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. The experienced BCS board chairman Jim Ross told WTAW News their executive board's working to address the city's unidentified concerns diligently and in an expeditious way. Ross also says they are committed to transparency and to results, and we're working through that internally as a board. Hotel occupancy tax money from both cities goes to the former CVB. Bryan's budget calls for $332,000, while College Station appropriated $400,000 for operations and $103,000 the agency awards and grants. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M system officials celebrate the ceremonial topping of the new hotel and conference center that's under construction next to Kyle Field. Chancellor John Sharp calls the $143 million, 236-room facility a crown jewel.
This one is going to be an iconic place, the only place on this campus that will be more remembered, more frequented, more well-known is the building across the street, Kyle Field.
Private developers provided the financing for the complex, which is scheduled to open in September of 2018. Among other revenue sources, you can sign a 10-year lease for a room, and naming rights for the facility will run between $20 and $25 million. A College Station man has faced two Brazos County District Court juries in the last 7 months. The latest jury found 22-year-old Jervon Comorto Castro guilty of two armed robberies in College Station in January of 2015. Castro was sentenced to 12 years for the robbery at the Cash America store on Texas and a holdup at the Chipotle in Northgate. Last December, another jury found Castro not guilty of assaulting one of two College Station police officers involved in arresting Castro. Two officers were treated for non-life-threatening injuries during Castro's apprehension. Charges involving the other officer were dropped, according to online records. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced a Bryan man who police described as a mid-level drug dealer was sentenced to 10 years for making and selling crack cocaine. John Knox Jr., who admitted to selling narcotics to earn a living, was the subject of two searches of his home in a seven-month period 2 years ago. Gunfire in a West Bryan neighborhood last Thursday night resulted in no injuries and one arrest. 911 told police several men got in a car following a disturbance on Wellington Street, then started firing shots as they drove away. A patrol officer spotted the car on Highway 21 and followed it across town until the car stopped in a parking lot off the freeway South Frontage Road near Long Drive. The officer spotted inside the car what he thought was a magazine from a semi-automatic pistol. That led to a search of the car where gun shell casings were found. One of the passengers told police he fired three shots at a parked SUV in the direction where the victim was hiding. That led to the arrest of 19-year-old Ladarian Steele, who was charged on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and throwing away the handgun. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning by calling or texting us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local network agent, your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where members' needs are the top priority. Call Nationwide insurance agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's some weather that won't surprise you.
Typical summer weather setting up for the region with a big Bermuda high in control of the weather over the eastern half of the country. Partial sun today. There could be an afternoon storm. 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Wednesday, partial sun. There could be storms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 812. 812, it's the Infomaniacs. News Talk, 1620 WTAW. Three young students in Florida taking their safety into their own hands and mouth. SFGate.com reports Susanna Capello, Carolina Bagaroa, and Victoria Roca won first prize in a high school competition for the best business plan and their invention that could prevent some serious, serious situations. The ladies came up with what's called the Smart Straw, which can detect levels of GBH or ketamine in drinks. The user could be warned that the beverage contains the kind of things that drugs that are introduced when date rape takes place.
And these
savvy entrepreneurs hope to create an inexpensive product that would be readily available at bars and college organizations.
Interesting. That's very
much,
cool.
Much better than I heard of something one time where it was like a nail polish that could do that. And so a woman could like stick her finger in the drink and changed color, it was, you know.
So the crowdfunding effort is already underway. There is a patent pending right now, inspired by her father, who said the best ideas are the ideas that help people. So good for them for coming up with that.
Well done.
So when you're doing your family research, do you stumble across the name Smith a lot? According to listings in the White Pages, how quaint, you know, like phone books.
Anyway, what are those?
Yeah, Smith, one of the most popular last names in almost every region of the United States. Mm-hmm. Smith, along with Johnson, Miller, Jones, Williams, and Anderson, make up most of the most popular surnames all across the country. But there are still regional differences. If you're in the Northwest, for instance, you're more likely to come across Anderson than Brown, while slightly less common in the East Coast. In the Southwest, it's a little different. So can you, in addition to Smith, what are the other two most popular names in Texas? Smith is number two, by the way.
In Texas.
I'm going to go with Johnson.
Yeah, okay. And according to, White Pages again, number one is Garcia.
Oh, okay.
Number two is Smith, and number three is Martinez.
That makes sense in Texas, I would say.
Well, in California, it's Garcia, Hernandez, and Lopez.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you are. Well, and, you know, we've talked about that in our business. I think the number one radio station in Los Angeles for over 20 years has been a Spanish language station.
Oh, okay.
It may not be the first thing you think about, but it's time to start thinking that way because that's the way it is out there. All right, workers in Pennsylvania in the road department kept finding empty bags of vanilla extract bottles in the woods. Dozens of them.
Oh, boy.
So police put a camera in the area, and they got pictures of somebody throwing the litter out, which was vanilla extract bottles. And when the officers tracked down the vehicle, they discovered a 61-year-old driver was drinking vanilla extract from 8-ounce bottles and had 5 more bottles in the car. Now, by law, and it would be interesting to know why, but by law, vanilla extract must contain at least 35% alcohol.
Hmm.
And the woman's blood level was 0.128.
I feel like we had a story about something similar to this recently.
I do too.
If not the same one, about that same lady who's drinking.
Really? Okay. I didn't remember. Well, if that's the case,
maybe it was when you were gone, Scott. We talked about someone doing that.
Why would you have to have alcohol in vanilla extract?
Yeah, I don't
though?
Know. I wonder if it has something to do with like the properties. You know, you use it for.
Something. Well,
why would you drink vanilla extract to get drunk if you're old enough to buy alcohol?
Well, Brad.
Yeah, that or it's less expensive. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know how expensive it
Maybe
is.
Maybe she likes the taste.
We all did that, remember?
Sure.
It smells so good.
Oh, it's vanilla.
Yeah, you take a taste and you're like, it doesn't taste anything like it smells.
Bad idea. New study finds that women are more likely to pay attention to images featuring plus size models than ones of their slimmer colleagues. Care to weigh in, Ms. Reber? Let me tell you the story first. Researchers at Florida State University surveyed college-age women who wanted to be thinner.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Post says when volunteers were shown photos of thin and plus size models, the women were then asked about how satisfied they were with their own bodies. Ah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Doing an image thing. Okay.
Yep.
When shown slim models, the volunteers were more likely to compare them with their own bodies. But when shown plus size models, the volunteers all reported higher levels of satisfaction with their own bodies. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Now, that's not right. They're saying they pay attention to images featuring supersized models. No. This is different.
No, that they make themselves feel better by looking at pictures of plus size models.
That's the reason we watch Hoarders.
Right. To make ourselves feel better about ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, that closet you haven't cleaned out in 2 years?
Yeah.
No worries. You're not a hoarder.
Oh, yeah. At least I don't have Time magazine stacked up to my ceiling.
Or whatever it happens to be, any of those things. When researchers concluded that there is a clear psychological advantage when the media shows more realistic body types than the traditional thin model. Now, I can see that you can sell a point from that, too.
Right.
The image is more accepted,
mm-hmm.
and so that might be able to work if you're trying to get a certain point across. So, a Museum of Hip-Hop has now opened in New York.
Oh, really?
Right.
A Museum of Hip-Hop.
OKPlayer.com says a 20-story space is going up in Harlem somewhere on 125th Street near the Apollo Theater. Museum will be on the second floor, with the rest of the space used for a hotel, a mall, arcade, restaurant, sports bar, recording studio, and a concert hall. Hip-hop was actually born in the Bronx, but the organizers said that they had trouble finding any suitable locations there.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So the most wonderful place in the world, the happiest place on earth, it's Disneyland.
Yay!
Unless you're covered in bird droppings. Did you hear about this?
No.
Gross. Yeah,
nearly 20 adults and children in the park suddenly drenched in bird droppings on Friday night.
That's the word they used the word drenched.
It happened on Disney's Main Street near the Sleeping Beauty Castle. The mess was so bad that hazmat crews were called to the scene.
Wow.
Now, the initial report suggested the droppings had been flung at visitors by park guests. That's apparently not true.
Oh.
The culprits turned out to be a huge group of geese who were just flying over and emptied their tanks.
Wow.
Park officials,
they've got big droppings.
Yeah, I bet they
They're
do.
Big birds.
Yes, park officials gave the guests fresh clothing, led them to a special area where they could clean up.
And this is what happens whenever you don't include geese in the Disney princesses.
Oh, man, that's just...
Ready, aim, fire!
No kidding, that's just... Really
drenched.
Really,
I just that word and bird poop.
Hello,
Scott. This is Ann O'Neill, and I know why vanilla extract has alcohol in it.
Tell me, Ann, please.
Well, I got it off the internet last night and looked it up, and it's because that's how it's made. You take vanilla beans and you flip them, open them up, and then you put them in a jar and you pour vodka all the way over them.
Oh.
And keep them for six to 12 months.
Okay.
Rotating it in there.
Okay.
And then it's vanilla extract.
Wow.
But that's why it has alcohol in it.
Excellent. Good. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that.
All right.
See? Doesn't matter what it is. You got to plan ahead then, don't you?
You do.
If you're going to make
your own. I'm surprised
it's
not more expensive. It sounds like quite the procedure.
It does. Wow. Okay. That works out.
All right.
So how about Rafael Nadal? He won for the 10th time a Grand Slam? Is that right? Or won the French Open? That's it.
Right.
The French Open, yeah.
Man, that's pretty amazing.
Clay court, right?
Yep.
Which is kind of what he's known for.
Well, and always, he always collapses. I saw a picture this morning of him spread eagle.
Covered.
On the clay. I guess he has people to clean his clothes. He doesn't have to worry about that. So, no. It's
he probably doesn't wear a pair of shorts more than once.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably true. Michael Jordan's game-worn Converse sneaks from Team USA's gold medal game against Spain auctioned off for $190,000 yesterday morning. I think we talked about it before. I don't know if we'd said the number was going to be that high. Shoes were autographed by Jordan. According to ESPN, this is the highest price for a pair of game-worn sneaks ever that have been sold at auction. Previous high was $104,000. That was her sneaks in Game 5 of the 1997 NBA Finals. Well, what have we done? Hello?
Not only do y'all have the smartest listeners, now they're even psychic. That lady was compelled to look up that information last night.
I heard her say that, too. Well, I looked at it last night.
Hello?
Yeah, you can take that vanilla extract one step farther by adding instant coffee and make a poor man's combination of Kahlua.
Wow.
Great.
All right. Now forget beer. We don't need to be doing
poor
beer.
Man's
we can do the
Kahlua.
Good stuff. Poor man's Kahlua.
Just a little vanilla extract, some instant coffee.
Man,
that's right.
Mix that on up.
We are there. I like this. Nothing like, that's why you're here, so you can find out things like how to make Kahlua.
Yeah, we're making it easy on you.
Yeah, we try to. All right, coming up in the next half hour, I got to save this. Dead butt syndrome.
Dead butt.
There's apparently something called dead butt syndrome.
Of course there is.
Did you know that the first tennis balls actually were stuffed with human hair?
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Well, now stop that. You were supposed to load up. Okay, let's try it again. There.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Mushrooms of the dinosaurs. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. 115 million years ago, when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, a 2-inch-tall mushroom toppled over and fell into a salty lagoon. The delicate fungi was preserved in the brine while minerals slowly replaced its tissue. It survived the breakup of the supercontinent Gondwana and eventually wound up at the University of Illinois in the lab of astonished paleontologist Samuel Heads.
Mushrooms are very ephemeral, and they pop up and then they're gone within a day or two. They decay very rapidly after they die, so finding a fossil mushroom is extremely rare.
Fungi are one of the 6 kingdoms of life, and this find, reported in the journal PLOS ONE, helps scientists begin to fill in one of the more fragmentary chapters in the evolution of life on Earth. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
All right, so going to have a warm week. It's June. We understand it's the middle of June, and that starts to happen. It may end up still being a dry summer. We've started out wet, but nevertheless, there are going to be dry summers in the years to come, whether it happens this year or not. That can be really hard on your yard, and it can be hard on your landscaping as well. So if you've got some landscaping needs, new plants or planting beds or putting in some ornamentals, let the folks from ABC Home and Commercial Services help you with that. Now, they are interested also in being able to help you if gravel and rock features are something that you want. So whether it's saving what you've got now, bringing in new plants like that, or coming up with an entirely new look with gravel and stone features, ABC Home and Commercial Services are experts when it comes to that. They'll be glad to come out and give you an assessment of what you can do as far as your landscaping and planning is concerned, not only for this year, but for years to come to make it easy for you. So if you're thinking of adding plants or doing some landscaping that are drought resistant, they can make some suggestions for you. Lots of folks are beginning to think about drought resistant landscaping. Plus, you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services is a reliable service company. They've been here for decades helping out lots of your neighbors. Tell Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, that you heard about it right here. ABC Home and Commercial Services, they're specialists for your environment. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Again, we're going to be up in the lower 90s, probably all week long. May make it to the middle 90s. And we do have a slight chance of some showers, 20 or 30% each day, just kind of the pop-up variety, and the lows will be in the middle 70s. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 5. We are still fairly humid out there, and we've got 73 degrees.
Kashinka with your money now. According to a new federal audit, Medicare erroneously paid $729 million to doctors and other healthcare professionals under a multi-billion dollar federal initiative designed to shift the healthcare system from paper records to computer files. The Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General says Medicare, over a 3-year period, improperly paid health professionals who vouched they earned bonus payments under the initiative, but who either lacked required proof or failed to meet bonus criteria. The Trump administration will recommend limits on the consumer finance regulator and a reassessment of a broad range of banking rules in a report to be released today. Today's Wall Street Journal says the report from the Treasury Department is less sweeping than financial legislation approved by the House last week. That suggests the administration is taking a more pragmatic path than some Republicans who want to throw out all Obama-era financial rules. On Wall Street, futures indicating a moderately lower open this morning. And that's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or 3-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 300 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
In the next few months, both Apple and Samsung will release the two best smartphones ever made. First, the Galaxy A. Then, Apple's 10th anniversary iPhone. And that means more good used smartphones than ever will flood the market. But before you buy, make sure that a used smartphone isn't lost or stolen. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The owner of a lost or stolen smartphone can request that the phone be blocked from all carriers worldwide at any time. So the very first thing a used smartphone buyer must do is enter the phone's ESN number at a website called smartphonechecker.com. The ESN is a unique serial number and barcode on the phone's original box. It can also be found in the phone's settings menu. If a used phone is deactivated, insist that the seller go with you to the cellular store to activate it in your name before you give them any money. Remember, stolen phones are everywhere. Buy with extreme caution. And get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The chairman of the organization that's been tasked with bringing tourism and convention business to College Station in Bryan has been among those in multiple meetings with city representatives who supply most of the funding.
Both mayors recently announced exploring options other than the recently renamed Experience BCS organization, formerly the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station appropriated $503,000 in hotel occupancy tax money and Bryan $332,000 this year. The chairman of the Experience BCS board, Jim Ross, tells WTAW News they are grappling with unidentified concerns raised by both cities that don't need to be debated on a larger stage at this point. Ross says they have a unique challenge that similar organizations don't face in representing multiple stakeholders. That list includes Brazos County, local hotel owners, attractions and facilities, and Texas A&M. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he and Mayor Andrew Nelson issued a joint statement after recent conversations about the agency.
Anything else about the way that Experience BCS, again, the former CVB, is operating that listeners need to have any concern about or feel confident about?
No, but I would encourage folks to pay attention to the media. Watch what happens over the next several months as we go through budget hearings, because again, it's not just the CVB that's going to be impacted by our budget concerns.
In addition to the mayor's joint statement, tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding Experience BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The construction of Texas A&M's new hotel and conference center next to Kyle Field is ahead of schedule. Last Friday, A&M system officials celebrated the ceremonial topping of the $143 million facility.
This is going to be the place where people come to before the games, after the games.
What Chancellor John Sharp calls a crown jewel across the street from Kyle Field will be busy year-round when it's opened in September of 2018.
Our professors are going to be able to use it for conferences. They were the first ones that said, boy, we need a place where we can have our conferences and have our research gatherings. And that's going to take place in this hotel. There's going to be lots of good mojo made in this building.
Next month, the model room of the hotel will be open at the northeast corner of Kyle Field. 10-year leases on hotel rooms will be sold, and naming rights for the privately financed facility will run between $20 and $25 million. For the third time, a Navasota man has been convicted of evading arrest after a Brazos County District Court jury found 27-year-old Antron Harris guilty. The jury sentenced him to 4.5 years in prison. According to the district attorney's office, Harris was arrested in April 2015 following a pursuit by a DPS trooper on Highway 6 south of College Station, where speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour. The trooper had stopped Harris for driving an SUV with an expired buyer's tag. During the chase that lasted 4 miles, Harris threw out 3 small baggies of marijuana. Brazos County prosecutors reached a plea agreement with a Bryan woman who pleaded guilty for her third DWI. 62-year-old Shirley Williams was sentenced to 4 years in prison. According to her arrest report, Williams did not stop for a College Station patrolman last July for driving 55 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone on Harvey Road near Munson. A College Station woman is out of jail after posting bond on a drunk driving charge where she's accused of having a blood alcohol level almost 6 times the legal limit. According to the arrest report, an emergency room doctor told College Station police the alcohol level of 42-year-old Elizabeth Corteau was 0.470. That's after a motorist notified CSPD that Corteau was unconscious behind the wheel of her minivan after striking a curb at Rock Prairie Road in Edelweiss. If you were wondering last Tuesday around lunchtime about multiple law enforcement agencies in the Tower Point Shopping Center area, it involved a hit-and-run crash, a pursuit of a stolen vehicle, and a foot chase across the freeway. Precinct 3 Chief Deputy Constable Calder Lively reported shoppers in the HEB parking lot helped track down the suspects. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Irvin Shivers of Bryan said he took responsibility for stealing an SUV and the hit-and-run south of the former Texas World Speedway. No injuries were reported from the crash or chasing down the suspects. 2 passengers were taken to jail for evading arrest. And another round of freeway road work is underway. Frontage roads in both directions between the Rock Prairie and Boonville and William Joel Bryan exits are being repaved. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports this will take 2 weeks, weather permitting. There will be road closures from 6:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. WTAW News Time is 8:38 at 75 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Nobody.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, hey, good morning. There you go. It's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Broad area of high pressure to our east and control the weather. It means heat and humidity the next several days. Partial sun. We hit 90 to 95 later today. Shower, thunderstorm may pop up later on. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm during the day. We're 90 to 95. Going to be partly sunny right into Wednesday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Let's talk about what's going on in the arts. And Chris Dyer is here this morning, CEO of the Arts Council. Good morning.
How good morning. Happy to be here.
Yep. You got a, brought a guest with you?
I do. All the way from New Mexico. We have Mick Burson here, and he's opening a show at the Arts Center. And we're happy to have him back because he came back, and he was one of our first Navasota artists in residence.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How long ago were you in Navasota?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
So how have things progressed since then?
Since then, I've moved out to Albuquerque, and I go to grad school, University of New Mexico out there.
Uh-huh.
So I've been out there about a year.
Okay. Tell us about your medium. What do you work in?
What I'm showing at the Arts Council is lithographs printed at Tamron and oil paintings. And besides that, I paint walls. I paint murals.
Okay. How'd you get started?
Graffiti.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something he has a really interesting story, so that's what we're here to tell.
Okay, right? Let me hear the story about the graffiti then. Yeah, here we go.
I don't know. I just grew up painting trains, like freight trains.
Oh, so you're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Okay. Now, where was that?
I was in Waco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's really not legal, is it?
It's not.
Okay.
No. And
but it's very entertaining.
It is.
Did you ever have discussions with railroad people about that?
Or, yeah, I did.
Were they good discussions or not?
No,
so
they
much?
Were not. They were not.
Okay.
It turns out that doesn't pay.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, all right.
So then I moved into public work and I've been painting walls for probably 10 years now.
Okay. Now, of course, the graffiti was spray painting. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're doing walls and things, how's the paint applied? Same way?
Yeah, it's spray paint and exterior latex with rollers. Mm-hmm. So. Similar methods, but when you see a wall, it doesn't look like it's spray paint's used.
Well, one of the things, for instance, in downtown Bryan, I think we're going to get a mural soon, which is kind of a neat thing. You're working on that project, is that right?
I'm going to be working on that.
So now, how did that come to be, that what the content is going to be or what the timeline is? How does that work?
It worked out really well. They let me know about the mural program that they were doing, and it just so happened to be the month that I was going to be here, a month and a half that I was going to be here. So I just applied, and I applied with a drawing and a few other walls that I'd done in the past with references, and that was it.
And there you go.
And there you go.
All right. Now, where else have you done some mural work?
I've done, I did a lot in Denton, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I did my undergrad up there. So Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth, Waco, a few in Albuquerque now.
Is that a one-person job, or do you have helpers? And
It's mostly one person for me, yeah. Yeah. I assisted on one in Albuquerque recently. That was it was me, this guy from Argentina, and this girl from Philadelphia, mural arts program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was a three-person job.
Where do you want to be 5 years from now?
Painting walls. That's where I will be.
So painting walls where?
Probably California.
Okay.
California, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how long is the show?
The show will be up June 3rd to July 21st.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
All right. That's a great story.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more to tell.
I'm sure there is. But nonetheless.
I don't know what can be told. But
that's okay. It's an artist moving, progressing and moving through. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important. I mean, you know, there's differences between gang graffiti and art. Mm-hmm. And when you're going down the road, I got stopped by a train in Calvert, of all places, not too long ago. And it was a very long train. It was some of the most amazing artwork that I've seen. And I actually filmed a lot of it. And so, you know, art is everywhere. I think it may, you know, we probably can't talk about it too much, but but I think there's some very cool looking trains around town. But, you know, I'm glad that you touched on the West 31st mural project because there's a lot of, we're bringing in a lot of great artists to do that. And we just, we're lucky that Mick was able to come back across state lines to do it because he's very talented.
Sure. What else you got going on in the arts?
We have lots of summer camps coming up, and we are actually really trying to promote our Art Lab camp that's June 19th through the 23rd, and we're partnering with VizLab on that. So it's kind of a makers camp. It's a creative technology kind of arts camp, and we still have a couple of places open for that. But the best thing to do is go to acbv.org, check it out, all the registration information is there. Call 696-2787.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the time. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
We're going to wrap up this series on WTAW history today. We've been hearing from the likes of Tom Gernay, Dick Bolin, Conrad Baring Jr., and John Holman. They are all departed now, but they're part of the history of WTAW. Back before Korea, even before World War II, when WTAW broadcasted from Texas A&M, first the YMCA building, and then the second floor of the administration building. Conrad Baring Jr. recalls more of the story when a very popular national talk show called Vox Pop came to Aggieland, and they had a little fun with the football player.
In one of the episodes, they put on Jitterbug Henderson, who was a star in for the 1939 World National Champion A&M team. They put him up there, and they took a little guy who was in the class of 44 named Scotty Geip from Dallas and dressed him and made him up as a girl. And Scotty was quite a dancer, and obviously Jitterbug was. Bill Henderson, they didn't call him Jitterbug for nothing. So they paired them without Jitterbug knowing he was dancing with a boy. And, of course, nobody knew it till in the end. Everybody was whistling, carrying on. And then they revealed Scotty Geip as being Jitterbug's dancing partner.
It was the war years, and on the day that Vox Pop came to Aggieland, May the 5th, 1942, it was right after Pearl Harbor. And Conrad Baring remembers how that show ended.
And I'll never forget that that program went off the air with silver taps. That was the last they heard until the announcer for Vox Pop went on the air and just hushed tones. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. It was a very moving time.
John Holman, Conrad Baring Jr., Tom Gernay, and Dick Bolin, they all got together more than a decade ago in Navasota reunion, and they invited me along, and I'll never forget that. Dick Bolin was mainly a news guy, but he was also a DJ, and he has fond memories of that.
I did a program called Melodies at Eventide. And I started it with Gray's Elegy in a Country Churchyard, which now seems a little tough, but the curfew tolls the knell of parting day, you know. And it was fun to have something soft and something quiet at the end of the day.
WTAW hasn't always been primarily a news station. Of course, it is now, and it was then, even though they were on the air less than 2 hours a day. Dick Bolin, like we said, he was a news guy. Listen.
College Station, Texas, April 24th, 1947. Dick Bolin talking. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press. Anytime now, the big four diplomats will be shoving off for Moscow. The Conference of Foreign Ministers is expected to end today with one final meeting. But observers hardly expect that to develop any agreement on a German or Austrian peace treaty in the face of constant Russian opposition. But the Russians are doing the gracious thing. They intend to send the diplomats home with a full stomach.
So there you go, Dick Bolin from 1947. It's been great remembering my visit over 10 years ago with these pioneers of WTAW. I say pioneers, but of course you know history of WTAW. Almost 97 years ago, WTAW broadcast the first play-by-play broadcast of a college football game, November the 25th, 1920, the Aggies and the Longhorns, just part of our proud history. It's been a Bravo Brazos Valley, and I'm Tom Turbeville.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's Monday. So researchers have found the remains of a baby bird perfectly preserved in a chunk of 99-million-year-old amber. New York Post says the bird is thought to have been just days or maybe weeks old when it was engulfed in the tree resin. The China University of Geosciences research team says the preserved bird belonged to a group of birds which became extinct 65 million years ago, along with the dinosaurs.
So it's like Jurassic Park.
It really is. It's right there. And maybe we can get in there and get some of that DNA, and then before you know it,
we'll all be running from Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Or something. Tyrannosaurus chirp.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. It's Monday. I thought we'd start by calling Mr. Downs this morning and dealing with how his weekend went. He already saw Wonder Woman, I know, the week before, so I don't know if he happen to see any movies he wants to share with us, but then we have some science that we want to also discuss with him, so we'll see if he's I saw him wandering into the to the building. We're gonna have to track him down.
This is Bill.
We'll talk to him in a little while. In the meantime, Herb Alpert could have signed the Beatles back in 1962 when the British group's label EMI offered the band's first three singles to its American wing, Capitol Records. They refused. Beatles manager Brian Epstein was then free to make deals with other U.S. labels, including VJ and Swan. Herb told Billboard magazine that his own record label, that's A&M, he was the A in A&M Records, started in 1962, and he knew the Beatles needed something to help them in America. Herb said, "Man, if I'd flown over to London just to see if I could do something, by the timing was just off, and I couldn't. I didn't make it at the moment. In retrospect, man, they were available." Would have been okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We're going to talk to text to Mr. Downs and see if we can get him to come in and visit with us.
Now, of course, that deal with the Beatles would have only been...
Would you like to come in and play radio? Question mark. Okay.
It would have only been lucrative had they had the same kind of, you know, PR people that would have put him in the right places and everything. So
that's
it may not have worked out the way it did.
Very true. Monterey Pop Festival celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Historic Events Foundation was put together a CD and digital album called Iconic Performances from the Monterey International Pop Festival. Wow, what a creative name.
Right?
Featuring previously unreleased performances by Grateful Dead, Laura Nero, along with some iconic tracks of The Who and Jimi Hendrix and Otis Redding. Anyhow, that's they were all played in that historic weekend in 1967.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Now. Yeah, that would be. I think that would be very, very interesting. All right, so in 2008, the company Nokia moved all of its operations out of the city it was named after, which was Nokia, Finland. Didn't know that. That's why we do this. Australia means southern in Latin.
Okay.
It got that name because an explorer in the late 1700s said it was impossible to go any further south. Antarctica, of course, hadn't been discovered yet, but that's right. How it got its name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First ever comic book convention was held in New York in 1964. First ever comic book convention. And the very first person to buy a ticket was a 15-year-old named George R.R. Martin.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. What did he go on to do?
There you go. Mm. And a guy named Nolan Bushnell invented the video game Pong. Okay, we may know about that. Followed by Atari. And then he founded Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, all the same guy. Well, and if you remember, in the very beginning, Chuck E. Cheese had a lot of games in there.
Right.
And that may have been an opportunity just for him to get his products out there so that, you know, kids get to play them, and then they'd bug their moms and dads and say, hey, I want one of those at home. And the next was history. But he sold them all, and I think did pretty well.
Seems like it
worked. I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here we go. It's a couple of minutes till...
He's the boss.
It's been weeks.
I know. We let him in with a formal introduction and everything.
We do have one question today.
Yeah.
Mr. Ben Downs.
Reber, did you just finally get tired of his crap and pop him in the head or something?
Pop who in
the
head?
She hadn't seen. We don't see each other.
I know. you haven't even walked in. I know.
No,
I know.
No,
you don't. I know you don't see each other, but. He's been attacked. What attacked you?
It was a branch on a tree. I was mowing.
You get back?
I'm going to get a chainsaw and get even. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
That's
it's not
good.
That. It looks bad, but it's not. It's really not. It's just.
Are there any stitches in there?
No.
I'm not
no
getting
stitches.
Close enough no, to look. No, it's no, too no. gross.
It's not. It's not bad. Anyway.
Okay.
Dead butt syndrome.
We brought you in for this.
It's real.
Is it anything to be compared to lard butt syndrome?
It's real, and even if you work out, you might have it anyway.
No.
It is known as, I love this, gluteal amnesia.
Oh, it is not known as that anywhere.
CNN says so it must be true.
Right?
Oh, wait, CNN's fake news.
Fake news.
Okay, that's right. Anyway, CNN says dead butt syndrome develops when... one of the three main muscles in your rear end, that'd be the gluteus medius, stops working correctly. And spending too much time parked in the chair is a great way to give yourself dead butt. It can also occur if you're an active person who simply doesn't use your glutes enough.
So there you are in the gym, Chelsea,
every
day. Do you look around and have you noticed this phenomenon in the gymnasium?
I can't say that I have. I try not to stare at people's butts.
I don't probably think this requires staring, and don't start lying at this point.
Your dead butt can lead to low back pain and hip pain.
Oh, I've seen a lot of that.
Okay,
people complaining about low back pain, I'll just tell them it's a dead butt.
That's it, as well as knee and ankle issues as the body tries to compensate for the imbalance.
Yeah.
Well, again, if it's not straight down, then you do. You try to compensate, and bad things
chain
happen.
Chain reaction.
You have a lot of those problems. Maybe I have dead butt syndrome.
The best way to avoid dead butt, take frequent breaks from sitting and target those butt muscles at the gym.
Clench.
Obviously, we're going to have a seminar here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can prevent dead butt syndrome.
Health and wellness.
Actually, we're going to have to... probably have to thin the herd also.
I was, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, make sure there's an HR person there. Mm-hmm. You weren't here in time for us to, for you to know that there's a hip-hop museum that's going to be open in Harlem.
Woo!
You know, that
thank
you
God.
Doing that.
It's about time.
Yeah, so
they have a recording studio, so you can go in and lay down your tracks.
Yeah, nice. Exactly. So that's it. Anyway, and Jerry Seinfeld says that The Kardashians is a terrible television show. Just thought I'd let you know.
Well, he's late to the
Jerry.
Party on that one,
appreciate
I think.
It.
That's right. Sure. Cars 3 is coming out this weekend. You know that. And it was also, this was the day that Ronald Reagan told Gorbachev to tear down the wall.
Well, there.